So I wanted to do this now because we've already shown why reductions are essential. The way we are Monte Carlo, actually a typical Monte Carlo calculates often hundreds of reductions, because it does all these different integrals with different weight functions, slightly different from each other, and so it's essential in the dual independent to be able to have a reduction. So remember, we could define new variables, which were effectively ones of a rep, which were had separate instances in each processor, but we can now also define an independent do loop, which is almost independent, except it's allowed to have reduction variables, which are then globally accumulated. And that's essential, because we must have reduction variables, because otherwise these processors can't talk to each other, and that would not be very satisfactory. And this is, as I point out, very sensible, because the dominant computation is not the reduction, so this is a tiny communication overhead. So to have a reduction variable but still a dual independent makes sense. And this is an extremely common type of structure. You wouldn't actually implement it like that. What you do is you'd accumulate all the sums in each processor and then do the reductions right at the end. You'd never do it. You'd never do the reductions on the fly, because it's much more efficient to do all the sums in the processor and then reduce at the end, because otherwise you have to synchronize after each reduction.